Hello and a warm welcome to the Crowcast, the podcast with up-to-date information from your trusted executive search partner, Crowbell. HR Cybersecurity Essentials Part 2. Strengthening HR defenses, preventing social engineering attacks. HR departments, given their access to sensitive employee and organizational information, are prime targets for social engineering attacks. These attacks exploit human behavior, making it crucial for HR professionals to stay alert and adopt effective security measures. This week, we'll focus on two prevalent types of attacks, phishing and CEO fraud, and how HR managers can prevent these threats. How HR can identify phishing and CEO fraud while fostering a culture of security awareness. Phishing attacks. Recognizing the signs. Phishing is a widespread social engineering tactic where attackers send fraudulent emails to trick recipients into revealing sensitive information or downloading malicious software. These emails often appear legitimate, mimicking internal communications or trusted vendors. For HR departments, phishing emails might come disguised as job applications, payroll updates, or even requests from employees. The aim is to make the recipient click on a malicious link or attachment, which can compromise company systems or leak sensitive data. Key strategies to prevent phishing attacks. 1. Training to spot red flags. Regularly train HR staff to identify phishing attempts. Common signs include unfamiliar sender addresses, suspicious attachments, or unusual urgency in the message. For example, emails asking for immediate action, such as sharing sensitive data, should always be verified. 2. Verify before you click. Always double-check unexpected email requests, especially those involving sensitive information. Establish a rule that no sensitive data is shared via email without direct secondary verification, such as a phone call to the requesting party. And 3. Implementing spam filters and email security. Ensure that strong spam filters are in place to block suspicious emails before they reach inboxes. Additionally, multi-factor authentication can help protect HR systems even if login credentials are compromised. CEO fraud. Deceptive authority requests. CEO fraud, also known as whaling, involves attackers impersonating high-level executives to trick HR professionals into transferring funds or providing confidential information. The messages often carry an air of urgency, pressuring HR staff to bypass standard security checks. For example, an attacker may send an email posing as the company CEO, requesting payroll information or asking for immediate payment to a vendor. Since HR personnel are used to handling executive requests, these attacks can be very effective if staff are not cautious. Key strategies to prevent CEO fraud. 1. Enforce strict verification processes. Any request involving sensitive information, especially one appearing to come from a top executive, should be verified through a secondary independent method. For example, HR staff should make it a habit to call the executive directly or consult with a trusted colleague before acting on such requests. 2. Educate staff on CEO fraud tactics. Regular training should include awareness of CEO fraud scenarios. HR staff should know how attackers manipulate authority figures to lower defenses, emphasizing the importance of double-checking any unusual requests, no matter how urgent they seem. Segregate duties and approvals. Implement clear policies that require multiple approvals for actions like financial transfers or sharing sensitive employee data. This ensures that no single individual can complete a critical task alone, reducing the risk of fraud. Promoting a culture of security awareness. Beyond technical measures and training, creating a security-conscious culture is one of the most effective ways to defend against social engineering attacks. HR managers should foster an environment where questioning unusual requests is encouraged and reporting suspicious activities is standard practice. Encourage vigilance. Ensure that employees feel comfortable raising concerns, even if they turn out to be false alarms. Foster a culture where security is seen as a shared responsibility across the team. Regular reminders and updates. Hold periodic meetings to remind staff of potential threats and provide updates on recent attacks. Consistent communication ensures that cybersecurity remains top of mind for everyone. Conclusion. Phishing and CEO fraud are just two of the many social engineering attacks targeting HR departments. But by training staff to recognize these threats, enforcing strict verification processes, and promoting a culture of security awareness, HR professionals can significantly reduce their risk. Taking these proactive steps, ensuring that your department remains a tough target for attackers, safeguarding both sensitive employee data and the company's overall security. Be sure to join us again for the next Procast episode, the latest breaking news from your trusted executive search partner, Crowbell. Do you have any questions or suggestions? Are you looking for support in filling critical specialist or executive positions in your company? Then do not hesitate to contact us and visit our website at www.crowbell.com.